Now, a new report by Asthma UK is revealing that Northern Ireland is leading the way in asthma care, but thousands are still not receiving the care that should prevent a life-threatening asthma attack. That is distressing. I want to speak to Dr. Andy Whittemore, who's an expert in the field. Dr. Whittemore, good morning.
Good morning to you.
So where are we failing in Northern Ireland when we have quite a good record for asthma care here?
I mean, I think the thing to highlight first is that this survey looked at 10,000 people across the whole of the UK. And out of that, I mean, Northern Ireland did come out top. They were performing best with these three items of what we call basic care. And it's this basic care that helps prevent people getting asthma symptoms, asthma attacks, and keeps them well and out of hospital. But even though asthma care is better in Northern Ireland, still about half of people with asthma, we're not getting these basic things. And I think we need to do more to try and help people with asthma to do better themselves, but also help the NHS in Northern Ireland to do better as well.
So if you are someone who is prone to asthma, what's your advice to the people? Because sometimes they don't listen.
No, and one of the issues here is that asthma is a very variable condition. People get good days, good weeks, and then they get a flare-up for whatever reason. And that flare-up can be due to triggers such as this cold weather now, viruses, hay fever, pollution. So what we encourage people to do, and I really urge them to take this seriously, is make sure every year they get a review with their GP or asthma nurse. And this way they can check they're on the right medication, they're looking after their asthma okay. And the second item is actually at that check, make sure they get their inhaler technique checked. Many people still don't know how to use an inhaler correctly. They might think they do, but there's always little tweaks that we can put in place to improve the amount of drug getting into the airways. And the final point is actually make sure that people get a written asthma action plan. I'm a GP myself, and I might see patients for 10, 20 minutes every year if they come to appointments. And what the plan does, it means for the rest of the year, they know what they need to do to stay well. They know what to look for in terms of their asthma deteriorating, and then they know exactly what to do to get themselves back on the right tracks when their asthma is struggling.
So there's a responsibility with GPs, there's also a responsibility with patients, indeed, to ensure that the care to prevent a life-threatening asthma attack is given consideration, is indeed to the fore. And part of that is properly using the inhalers and not being blasé about them.
Absolutely. I mean, from the National Review on Asthma Deaths in 2014, we found that two-thirds of people dying from asthma, and three people die every single day from asthma, which is a remarkably high number considering how blasé we all are about it. But two-thirds of those deaths are preventable by putting the basic care in. We also found that actually the majority of people who died from asthma actually had mild or moderate asthma. It wasn't the people with the more severe types. It was people who perhaps ignored their medication because they were feeling well, and then the inflammation and the symptoms crept on and caught them unawares.
Is there anything that we can do to ensure that we don't develop asthma, or if we're going to get it, we'll get it?
In many cases, it is genetic, but there's lots of things that Asthma UK have found in recent reports. We did a report recently called On the Edge, How Inequalities Affect People with Asthma, and we found that actually people living in poor housing, children who lived in poor housing exposed to mold especially, were up to three times more likely to get coughing and wheezing. We also know that children who are developing in areas of high pollution near main roads and things like that seem to have a higher prevalence of asthma as well. So I think there's some very important things we can do at policy level. But bearing in mind that a lot of people can't change that, what we want people to do is just take their asthma seriously. And if they visit the Asthma UK website, they can see what they should be doing to stay well. They can see what they can do to prepare for asthma reviews. They can actually download their own written asthma action plan to take to appointments. And we've just developed some inhaler technique videos with other organisations around the UK so that every single healthcare professional and every single person with asthma knows how to use the inhaler properly.
It's very, very good advice, especially on a morning like this morning. Dr. Whittemore, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your time.
If you're just joining us, you're very welcome. This is the U105 phone-in. Frank Mitchell here on the radio, and we're heading towards the news shortly. Earlier on this programme, we were talking about asthma and how you have to take it seriously. Peter Rice is a pharmacist. He was listening to the conversation. You've some advice, Peter, for people who are coping with asthma.
Yes, Frank, I thought it was very interesting listening to you earlier on where they said particularly mild and moderate asthma sufferers are at risk of serious complications. I know you had said that you should make an appointment and see your GP at least once every year, but as you know, it's very difficult to get those appointments. What I wanted to say was that pharmacies all across Northern Ireland are able to offer a free service to patients where they'll go through all their asthma medication and other medication, make sure that it's suitable, and make sure that if there's any problems or if people are struggling with their inhaler technique, that they can talk them through and make sure that they're getting the best use out of those inhalers.
So you
and then if there is a need for follow-up, they'll do so.
Yeah, you simply go into your pharmacist with your inhaler and speak to him or her, or do you need to make an appointment?
No, that's the big benefit about your community pharmacy. You can go straight in off the street. They know all your medication history and they can take some time with you in a consultation room and go through everything that you need.
So when you say they know your medical history, is it a pharmacist that you're already getting your prescriptions from as opposed to just going to any pharmacist?
Preferably you would be getting your prescriptions from the same pharmacy each time, but if you weren't doing that, you could bring in the medications that you were currently receiving and they could then obviously go through each of those in turn and make sure that you are getting the best use out of them.
Okay, so make use of your community pharmacy.
Absolutely.
Okay, Peter, thank you very much. There's an invitation issued to you if you have any doubts, worries or concerns about the inhaler that you are using. This is in the back of a report about asthma from a little earlier.